question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
And now we're going to move right into the G-Block, or the personal connection segment of today's two-hour broadcast. Appreciate you being here with us. And this portion of the program is sponsored by buyraycon.com/Karen.
And the new year for many of us likely means new hobbies. So whether you're following along to directions in the kitchen, binging an audiobook, powering through a new workout with a pumped-up playlist, watching your favorite game, or maybe relaxing somewhere listening to this show, a pair of Raycon wireless earbuds can make any activity better and easier. And they cost half the price of other premium audio brands, and they're seamless Bluetooth pairing and comfortable noise isolating fit will keep you listening for hours.
Certainly hours and hours for sure. Certainly a great way to listen to this show. And they come in a range of stylish colors, plus a more discreet look than having those white stems hanging out of your ears. Go to buyraycon.com/carry today. You're going to save 15% on your order, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right. Our longtime listeners may certainly recall our next guest, as Mike and Ann Howard have been on our show a few times in past years. They're the couple who married back in 2012 and decided to turn their 10-day honeymoon into a long-term around-the-world adventure and keep it going. For almost 9 years now, they've been traveling on their honeymoon, and they've taken hundreds of free flights with their travel hacks and completed journeys on all 7 continents. Holding for us on that show hotline in today's Personal Connection segment, let's welcome back Ann and Mike Howard.
Mike and Ann, Mary and I welcome you back to America's number one travel radio show. How are the two of you doing?
Great. Thank you.
Fantastic.
So glad to be back.
Well, nice to have you back for sure.
Nice to have you guys here.
And I believe in 6 days, it's your 9-year wedding anniversary. So in a little bit of an early note, congratulations to you both.
Thank you. It's 10 years since we got married, and the 22nd will be exactly 9 years since we left out to travel the world on what was going to be a 1-year honeymoon, and now it'll be 9 years of full-time travel on next Friday.
Well, all right, so we love that.
Wow.
Okay, so that's phenomenal. So,
yeah,
Mike,
congrats.
Listen, since you just mentioned that, I'm going to start with you today. And it seems fitting as the first question for the couple who've been traveling, as you just said, on what's considered the world's longest honeymoon, you know, that I ask you to share with the country, how's the ongoing pandemic and the upside-down world of 2020 that's now spilled into 2021, how's it affected your travel adventures?
Well, we live on the road full time, so, and we've got a little 1985 vintage RV, so we like to say that we're sheltering in motion. We are definitely much more insular. We travel a little bit slower. We spend a lot more time out in the woods, but we've still traveled. We've been traveling every day since March. We keep exploring, but in the safest way possible. We definitely see a lot less people and a lot more nature, but
I'm glad you guys have been able to do that. We follow you on Instagram, our whole team does, and we've seen Buddy the Camper all over in the States this year. So, Anne, in the same kind of vein but with a little twist, I don't think any of us could foresee what happened in 2020 with the lockdowns and the border closings, and many people in travel have really had their lives upended. I know how passionate you guys are about what you do. Clearly, here you are 10 years later, still traveling. I'm curious how the year impacted your desire to keep going and really continue to do what you do and what you love.
Our life, because we have learned to be incredibly flexible, roll with the punches, and this is maybe the biggest punch anyone could get. We weren't that, in the scheme of things, we weren't that shaken because we already had been able to live and travel very independently, having the camper. I mean, we've been living off grid for years now with our solar panels, and we've just become more resourceful. So then, you know, we take every, you know, lemon and try and turn into lemonade, which be like, okay, how, you know, we can't leave the country now, right now, but like, let's really embrace our domestic travel. So we've been on this RV journey for almost 4 years, and we're so close to 50 states. So we thought, hey, let's finish them all. You know what? We've never driven the entirety of Route 66. So we kind of, I've always had really grand travel goals, and you can't maybe do them all right now, but if you can always find something within, you know, within the purview of the challenges we're faced, there's still a way to achieve them.
Hmm. Mike, I want to come back to you. I want to talk about the journey to all 50 states. I believe it culminated up in Wisconsin in October, from what I recall seeing. You guys beat me. I only have North Dakota left to visit all 50 states. Mary has one or two more. But from what I recall, you know, when we discussed, I think this started about 3 years ago, the venture. So is there a favorite adventure that you experienced along the way somewhere in the U.S.? I mean, and now having been to all 50 states, do you have a favorite?
Wow. Okay. And I'll jump in.
Only because you just called out North Dakota, and North Dakota actually has a real chip on their shoulder. Because, like, why are we always everyone's 50th state? They are completely forgotten and totally
underrated. Yeah, it's actually one of mine. Sorry.
And we love North Dakota.
Yeah.
And one in particular, because we're all about meeting locals as much as we can, and the pandemic has obviously made that tricky, but we met a guy named Yick Yabara who basically took the Matahei Trail, which is the longest mountain biking trail in the U.S., and has been physically, personally hand-restoring it to a continuous trail again. And we got the chance to mountain bike with him through the Badlands of North Dakota.
And work on the trail, too. We did a little volunteering with him. So that was actually this. Ironically enough, I think our brains are on the same wavelength. That was the story I was going to tell, because North Dakota was just such a surprise. And then you got Teddy Roosevelt National Park there, which was amazing in the Badlands. So definitely put that on your radar. Make sure.
Well, we are going to do that, and we have.
I need to see both Dakotas.
I think we have three or four affiliates in North Dakota. Yeah. They've now all heard this, so they're going to be putting the welcome wagon out even more so.
All right,
so.
I want to mix things up a little bit since we've certainly covered on this program. 2020 was the year of the road trip. Numbers of travelers renting RVs for the first time skyrocketed. We know you guys have written a book for Nat Geo, Comfortably Wild. It's all about glamping. There's going to be a lot more glamping, I think, coming in 2021 as well. We've had a number of guests on. We've talked to Lazy Days RV, RVIA, KOA. I believe you guys are very familiar with KOA, Campgrounds of America. So, I've read your comments on recommendations for RVs, and I know you guys have a lot to offer our listeners who are thinking about RV trips. Mike, any tips for our listeners who are contemplating RV life?
Oh, yeah, RV life. I'll give a few bullet points. Keep it short. I know everybody wants to have 3 bedrooms and slide outs and this, 40-foot massive RV where they're pulling their Jeep behind it. But keep your RV short. Keep it under 22 feet so that you can go down the back roads. You can turn around when you hit dead ends. You can park in normal parking spots at the grocery store. Keep it short. Number two,
being nimble
is key. Mm-hmm. Number two, get solar on the roof. You don't want to have to be. It's fun to go to campgrounds, and especially if you have kids, there's some community there, but especially with COVID, you want to get remote, and you don't want to have to be tied to the grid, which means plugging in or running a loud generator. So get solar on your roof so you can, again, be a little more off-grid and get out there on some adventures. Do you have any?
Just always take the back roads. There's so much. We all kind of congregate towards, like, national parks, and there's so much more to explore, especially when it gets into public lands. So think about beyond national parks to Bureau of Land Management and national monuments and the lesser traveled parts of our incredible public land system.
Well, that's the best way sometimes to travel.
I like the solar idea.
Yeah, or when you make the wrong turn or something and you just find this oasis of greatness, whatever it may be. So, I will ask you right now, we started off the interview this way. This coming Friday, obviously, being your 10-year anniversary, as you said, of 9 years on the road, any special plans to celebrate? I would certainly have to think it's going to involve travel, right?
I mean, to me, we are always kind of have our eye on the globe of, like, where are we going next? And for the first time in the full 9 years, we're like, you know what? We don't have plans, and that's okay. Now, I'm from Southern California, and we decided, let's explore where, this part of the country where I'm from, but I didn't grow up camping. I don't know a lot of these areas. We're at a place called Fossil Falls right now, which is remarkable. Never heard of it in my life, and it's within an hour and a half drive of where I was born. So we're really kind of focusing on hyper-local, slow travel and exploring, like, totally different necks of the woods and being okay with that, not trying to accomplish too much too fast, and just kind of soaking it in day by day.
Right. So I know you guys just did the 50 states. Are you still traveling around in the vintage camper in Buddy?
We're in Buddy right now.
Okay.
And this pandemic was, got solved a little sooner, and we were vaccinated by now. The plan was this winter to drive down and do 25 or 30 states of Mexico, not quite all of them, but loop all the way down to Oaxaca and the Yucatan. So that's still on the radar. And then Eastern Europe is on the radar, too. We might do a camper van partnership over there.
Don't tell Buddy the camper this, but we might find him a cousin, a European cousin or something, and buy a camper over there. His turning radius is not good enough for medieval streets of Europe. It's really not. Find a good babysitter from here. And then, part of our dream is to explore Eastern Europe to Central Asia. I mean, Mongolia, nothing's really out of reach.
Well, you're just going to keep going and going and going. And then we're going to have you back when we are celebrating, you know, the 15th, the 20th, the 25th. Mary and I just celebrated our 25th last year. So you guys are just, you're going to keep right on going. I love it. Always love to connect with you. I'm going to just say, folks, if you do want to keep up with Mike and Ann's travel adventures, it's just honeytrek.com, great website to go to. Or you can find them on social media. The handle's just at honeytrek. Nice to reconnect with you both. Happy travels to you both. Do stay in touch, and we'll look forward to talking again soon, okay?
Always a pleasure.
Great catching Thanks, up guys. With you guys. Thanks.
All right, Mike and Ann Howard, Mary, I'm glad we were able to catch up with
Always
them today.
Always fun chatting with them.
It certainly is. And again, Ultimate Journeys for Two, the book. We've enjoyed reading that.
And
actually.
Comfortably
really
Wild as well.
Another one as well. Yeah. So right now I can see the clock. We're almost at 11:30 a.m. Eastern time on the 16th day of January. We're going to take a brief time out for some sponsor messages. The museum gallery is still ahead. But next on RM World Travel, we're off to Florida to reconnect with show friend Lessa Bent. Stay with us, everyone.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.